Focus High School.
Welcoming all of you to the whole city of Hyderabad. A part of the city which is more known for things apart from education. Bringing education to this part of the city, specifically quality education, is what we are trying to do along with other schools in a cooperative mode, not a competitive mode. Coming to the topic, doctors, engineers, or teachers. Why do we have this question at all? Being associated with the health sector, we average on one person per 1,000 persons who would be requiring at one point inpatient care. One in 1,000. And when we think of engineers, engineers can produce goods and materials. Maybe 100 engineers can produce what is required by 1 million people. But when it comes to teaching, all of these people require to be taught. We are born uneducated. And everyone needs a hand to move forward. So what is required by all is being questioned as a career. Strange. It's being questioned as a career. It is being a default career. A career which is a lost option for a lost mind to lead the most fertile minds of the young towards glory. Is it possible? We are getting into contradictions and contradictions within this 4 or 5 sentences. I have put in 3 or 4 contradictions. And how do we live with contradictions? It's something which is impossible. A contradiction in the blood puts you down. A contradiction in the muscle puts you down. And the contradictions of the mind, they put us down, but those who are put down come to the surface and become the most remarkable. People without minds are the people we see on television today, and we see them all around us. And people with minds are lost somewhere where we don't know about them. When Sachin Tendulkar was awarded the Bharat Ratna in 2013, one CNR Rao was also awarded. Just to give company to a cricket player, so that the scientific community would not feel neglected. CNR Rao has more than 1,400 articles in his name, 45 books. The person who established the idea of high understanding of chemistry in India. And nobody remembers his name after that Bharat Ratna. He wryly remarked, chemistry is more difficult than cricket. So where are we going? I'll go back to the post-World War II era, where anybody qualifying at the top level in the matriculation examination would invariably choose teaching as an option. I have it in my family. In 1944-45, one of my uncles stood out fourth in the whole domain. That was the old Hyderabad, the Nizam state. And he went to become a professor of English in the Usmania University. Arts after that, BA, MA, and then teaching career all through his life. Translated works from French into Urdu. Had a large influence on a lot of people. But what happened after that was basically the growth of technology. And as a result of the growth of technology, the demand for professions of the kind we are speaking of, both engineering and medicine, became more and more. Further to it, the modes of transport changed. We had airplanes flying now after the post-World War scenario, where we could very easily go to Europe or to the United States. That gave a big market. And when technology came forward, a large number of jobs were created in both Europe as well as the United States. And therefore, the engineering rush. We had this IITs throwing out students, 100% of them being moved out to the United States. Similarly, we had batches of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences graduates going again to the United States, most of them, 90% to even 100% at times. So it was basically the technology and the growth of the new industry in the Western world which gave fillip to the activity of going in for engineering as well as medicine. So more doctors were created. And the success stories told by them back home became the cause of the paradigm shift, where teaching became pariah. It became lowly. Along with this, there was the syndrome of individualism, liberalism, supported by a very strong capitalism, along with the television revolution which came about early in the West and then followed by the East. All this led to individual attention, a kind of individualism which counts as billions and not the paths which has opened, it has opened for billions. Funny, again, a person who counts his billions is considered greater than one who lights the paths of billions. How is it? He has kept it all to himself. He has flaunted it. He has done things to show to the world that if everybody ever tried to do that, we would have an environmental crisis. And we start admiring him. We admire our billionaires. I tell you, if their creed, if their number increases by 20%, the world is dead. If the billionaires go the way they are going, we'll have nothing left for the poorer. So what is actually being left for the poorer is to pay the money for their enterprises to run. Otherwise, that step would also have been taken had they been able to survive apart from the demand of the poor, which is being created all around the world. The demand for food, the demand for being connected through mobile phones, the demand for health, the demand for education. All this is there for the poorer sections of the society. When I say poorer, I'm always measuring it below the 1% rich. So from that point of view, all of us are poor. So where is the world going now? And where do we want it to go? Look at the world from a social perspective or an individual perspective. So the question of a doctor or an engineer, there will always be a requirement for doctors. There will be always a requirement for engineers. We are not saying this or that. We are speaking of the best minds. About 10 years ago, I had the Bishop of Birmingham at my home. He said, our best minds are not now going for engineering or medicine. The best minds are going for finance. Those days are past where our best students would opt for medicine or engineering. No, not anymore. Because now finance gives you much higher returns. So if returns and returns and returns are calculated only in the form of money, only in the form of wealth, only in the form of clout, what level of life are we having? For this, no education is required of a kind which is contemplative. A teacher is one who teaches a student how to contemplate. So we don't need education of the contemplative kind. We don't need spirituality where the soul can be happy without money. Strange again. How can somebody be happy without money? Yeah. There are ways you can be happy, and the human mind has that ability. And the person whom we call Mahatma didn't own a lot of things. And the next person we speak of so proudly, APJ Abdul Kalam, son of a fisherman, left nothing in this world but guided a lot of people. I would beg to ask this question: how many people are billionaires guiding towards any kind of moksha, nirvana, salvation? They can't see beyond their nose. Their personal lives are their nirvana, their moksha. Teaching needs to take a movement kind of step forward to bring that confidence in the next generation to choose it as an option of enlightenment, which we all require every time. It's like lights which we see here. We want those photons coming always. Once they are cut, the light is gone. Enlightenment is that kind of a thing which a society requires, and it comes through the teachers, through schools, colleges, and universities. And if that light is not there, darkness can breed anything. And nothing would be known of what is actually happening in the darkness, because everything is right if it can be covered by darkness. We speak so much of tamasoma jyotirgamaya, bring us out from the darkness into light. But where is it? If it's not through teaching and learning, from where will it come? And from where do we expect it to come? So the onus straight away falls on the teachers and the teachers of today to work on the minds of the students in a manner that gives them the opportunity to think and look at options which are apart from the becoming a doctor and becoming an engineer construct. We need to make them understand there is a big world in teaching. I know a teacher is not paid the way a doctor is paid. But it is also relative. It is also relative. Everything cannot be looked from the angle of being paid. Yes, you require a system to cover your basic costs. You require a system so that your children get educated properly. You require a system that your health services are provided for you and your children. All these guarantees of good life need to be given to the teacher straight away. And here comes the role of the government. Anybody opting to be a teacher, if he or she can pass through a particular exam, it might be a very strict kind of an exam through which they can pass through, and once they do that, irrespective of where they are teaching, the government is supposed to cover the cost of their health and education at least. The government can do that. It's doing it for journalists. Half of the time they do things which are not correct, but they have been covered for some way or the other. Why not teachers? If there is a will on the part of the government, there is a huge opportunity to create an umbrella for teachers, for the security, for their children's education and the health needs of their families, which are at times very heavy. If this kind of an insurance cover can come, I think the regular salary of a teacher would suffice to sustain an intellectual pursuit of the teacher and to move it towards the children he or she is teaching. Is this possible? Is this idealistic? It's a question of choice. And presently, the democratic systems which are working in the world are funnily being worked not to the advantage of education and enlightenment, but to the advantage of things which are not properly defined as yet, but surely are not enlightened. So it's the effort of all the schools, all the teachers. The fraternity needs to organize itself, create a movement of sorts. interlink and push the governments. And I think with the number of schools and the students which are studying, we do have the power to shift the dialogue from political discourse to educational discourse. Day in and day out, in newspapers, as well as on television, to a large extent on the internet, where is the educational discourse? How can it be limited when it's such an important life-giving activity to just the schools and the college corridors? No, it cannot work like that. It has to be everywhere. It has to be seen by people because it is what is helping the people. A 3-hour movie, if it doesn't have a message, and most of the time it doesn't, is being shown 10 times over. And we don't have the likes of people like CNR Rao or others coming and talking about education like that. It has become all entertainment. Entertainment is something when you put all your effort into a certain activity and get exhausted, at that point entertainment comes. Today the world is living on entertainment. Again an anathema, a contradiction of education itself. Put your mind into something, focus completely on that, and after a point of time when the mind has got exhausted, entertainment comes in. We need to define a lot of things before we take this question, why not teachers? Because all these decisions will be important if we want to make the teacher the central, the focal point of society. Without this, there is little chance of human development. There is very little chance of justice. Even less chance of fraternity, for understanding brotherhood amongst us, because we need to shelf our individualism to understand that we all are brothers and sisters. When we become an island in ourselves, our own brother or sister doesn't look to be a brother or a sister. These are the contradictions of the human mind and the human being. Either it goes towards the glory of the soul or bites the dust of self-love, egoism, egotism, and destruction. The difference would be the teacher of today and the teacher of tomorrow, wishing that by organizing ourselves into a strong movement, we would be able to achieve what the political parties have not been able to deliver to anybody except themselves, the glory of a great nation. The glory of the great nation should and will hopefully belong to the teachers and the students who would in their turn take the nation forward. Thank you very much.
Focus High School.